This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There's a question that's coming up quite frequently today, especially with regards to the coronavirus and people having many sick people in the house and having people die, right? Either in their presence or at the hospital, and so on. And subhanAllah, this has always been the case, that there's been a lot of ignorance as to what is the end of life care that individuals have to provide for their family members. For example, our books of jurisprudence and others, they provide this detail. And I remember there was a basic book that they teach to children, they've been teaching for a very long time. It's called Ta'lim al-Haq. So I taught this book to my class of students in America when I was there. And one of the guys, he was probably about 9 or 10 when he studied it, or maybe 10 or 11. And then after that, he was about 15 or 16. And his grandfather was on his deathbed. The rest of his family are in panic. They don't know what to do. Like, they don't know what the rest of the family's responsibilities are towards the deceased, towards the person who's seemingly in the last throes of life. What is the religious requirements? What are other practical suggestions? Nobody knows, because you don't see this every day, right? You don't see this every day. So I've been told by a number of the brothers who are doing the washing, who are basically preparing the body for burial nowadays in this coronavirus time, that when they receive bodies, subhanAllah, they're in various forms of rigor mortis, you call that. Because after a body dies, it freezes, right? It gets set in a certain position. That's why we're told on a practical level to do certain things. So the idea is that there's certain things that you read and you try to get the patient to read. The we call these people muhtadar, right? The people who are basically about to go into the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from here and leave this world. So there's certain things that please try to keep in mind. This is very, very important, that if you have somebody that is dying in front of you, then these are your responsibilities and these are the things that you must do. So I'm going to read to you quickly from this book that we produced a few years ago, written by Dr. Shahrul Islam. It's Shahrul Hussein. It's a beautiful book, What the Living Can Do for the Dead, from White Thread Press. Basically, it says, what to do when the signs of death become apparent. When the signs of death manifest on a person, it is encouraged, not necessary, to lay the person on their right side with the limbs straightened and facing the Qibla. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed regarding the Kaaba, it is your Qibla, alive or dead. So even for the person who's about to die, should face him towards the Qibla. Now it's important that those who are present try to provide as much comfort as they can to the dying. You don't want to be talking about inheritance issues when they're about to die. Maybe before that, to try to make them write a will or to sort out unresolved matters, that's a good idea, but not at the time of death. That's a very sensitive time, right? Now, a few things that you do at that time, one of the biggest things is talqeen. This is before death, you do talqeen. Talqeen means that you're trying to encourage the dying person to recite the kalima, the formula of faith, la ilaha illallah. And you do that slowly. And you don't tell them, please recite this. Or recite this, come on, quickly recite it. You actually start reading it. And hopefully they listen to it. It basically reminds them. And then they read it. Once they've read it once, then be quiet. Because you don't, and then don't speak to them about anything else, because you don't want another word to be uttered after that. So that's the first thing that you do. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith of Sahih Muslim, instruct the dying to say la ilaha illallah. Because it will eliminate previous sins. To die on a good note, to die on the name of Allah that you came into the world with when the adhan was called into your ear. Here the responsibility is ours. Number two, you can recite some Quran around them and just softly. That's a good idea. Now, in terms of the practical aspects, when the inevitable appointed time has arrived and the soul is leaving the body, so you've already faced them, preferably on the right side towards the Qibla. Sometimes you may not be able to move them like that, so then you do the best that you can. The people present, and especially the heirs, they should first, you should speak well of the deceased as far as possible. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the angels, they pronounce Ameen upon what the family of the deceased say. This is a hadith of Musnad Ahmad. So if you are going to speak, then speak well. The angels will make it, it's like a dua then, and angels inshallah will say Ameen as well. Then after that, these are the practical things which some of the our brothers and sisters preparing the deceased will tell, have told us about, to basically let people know. You close the eyes of the deceased. So you shut the eyes. Because generally they may stay left open, looking up. So you want to close the eyes calmly. After they've passed away, you want to close the eyes so that they become closed. You don't want to leave them staring, because otherwise that's how they generally remain. And you say, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah, which basically means in the name of Allah and upon the religion of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, close the jaws. And in fact, if you have to, tie a small string from the bottom of the jaw to the top of the head so that the jaw remains closed. Lots of people are observing that people who don't know, the family members who don't know this, they then the rigor mortis sets in and they become frozen with their jaws open. It's not a very good sight. We want to respect and honor our deceased like that. So close the jaw. As I said, you can use a bandage if necessary. Number three, straighten the limbs. Straighten the limbs. As soon as they've passed away then, straighten the limbs, put the feet together, the legs together, and try to keep it as straight as possible. And if you have to tie the feet together, you could even do that. I'm not sure if that's necessary or not, but because sometimes what they're saying is that we're receiving bodies and the two legs are just spread apart. And it's very difficult to put them together because it's all become very stiff afterwards. Allahu Akbar. Number four, remove any jewelry, right, or any excess like that. Because when they're coming for the bathing and so on, it becomes quite complicated. It's better that you kind of remove them. In fact, if you can, before nowadays, with people dying in hospitals very easily because of what's going on, try to get all that removed before you even go to, before you send your loved ones to the hospital. Of course, you'll have to be sensitive because you don't want them to feel like you're sending them to their death and that you want their jewelry or whatever. So that's a bit sensitive, but definitely afterwards try to remove that. And if there's a possibility of the stomach bloating, then you can actually place something heavy with some weight on the stomach so that it does not bloat. You basically don't want the body to become deformed. Very important. And if we can provide this information, if you can write this information down, maybe what we'll try to do is, if you don't have a copy of this book, then maybe we'll try to put this instruction on the website. You'll find it on zamzamacademy.com, and you can basically copy it out and give it to the doctors at the hospital or the nurses at the hospital, that please try to do these things. I mean, they may not, if there's not Muslim, then they may not say La ilaha illallah to them or whatever, but at least they'll have they can do the other things as far as possible. And then after that, you know, you obviously make dua. But these are some of the main things just to remember when it comes to our deceased.